Merry Christmas, Flesh Wound Fiends. I am Daniel Shine, joined by the Predator himself, Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Bugs Dread.
Namaste, Bahamut.
And Mike Kruger.
Ho, 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 bitch.
So we're here. The 12 days of Slashmas rolls on. We're getting far along in this tournament, but before we do, just in case you're jumping in late, Kruger, explain how 12 days of Slashmas works.
What we do for our 12 days of Slashmas special is rate and review a Christmas-themed horror film, and then at the end of the show, we add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes. From there, we will vote to eliminate one film from that list, leaving us with our top three Christmas horror movies, aka our three final elves. So Todd, why don't you tell us what those three final elves are and what's up for contention tonight?
All right. We have Anna and the Apocalypse, Better Watch Out, and our newest addition, Dead End. Eliminated thus far, Iced, A Cadaver Christmas, Dead of Night, Two Front Teeth, Night Train Murders, Tales from the Crypt, 1972, and A Christmas Horror Story. So, and tonight we have Shitan, which is streaming on Shudder, if you have not seen it, right now. So, Dan, why don't you tell us about Shitan?
Absolutely. Shitan is a 2006 French horror film from director Kim Chaperon. And in this one, scary French baddie Vincent Cassel stars as a seriously sick satanic shepherd who may have made a pact with the devil. On Christmas Eve, a group of guys meets two gorgeous girls who invite them to spend the weekend in the country, where they meet Joseph, played by Cassel, a creepy, unkempt man whose pregnant wife is hidden in the house. That evening, their innocent Christmas dinner turns into disturbing conversations about sex, satanic possession, and incest. Everybody's household, I'm sure. Joseph's behavior becomes increasingly erratic, and the young friends realize all hell is about to break loose. All right, so Shitan. Kruger, what did you think of Shitan?
I've been looking forward to watching this movie since I found out about it last year. And Vincent Cassel, holy shit, does he play an amazing, awkward, like just awkward, creepy motherfucker. And his character and his whole fucked up family, oh my god, just it's they're so well done. And like, this whole movie is extremely unsettling. Like, there's these awkward moments and just this tension that you just know something's about to, you know, hit the fan. And it does take a while for stuff, you know, to really truly, you know, shit hitting the fan, but I think all these awkward moments of tension you get in between there, you're just like really, really waiting for something awesome to happen, and it paid off in the end for me in a big way. There was a little twist there where I like almost got extremely pissed off, because if they would have went the way that they kind of teased in the story, I would have like been really upset. But then they brought it back home with this final creepy shot of Vincent Cassel with his family, and oh man, so good. I had a great time with this. I also love the biblical aspects of Christmas that they play with in this. I think it makes it a perfect Christmas horror movie. And I think if you're a fan of like more extreme aspects of horror, you're gonna have a really good time with this movie, like I did.
Right on.
Yeah. How about you, Pugs?
This was also a first time for me. This will not be the last. I fell in love with this fucking movie. I did not realize I was over there waiting for Monica Bellucci to pop up, and holy shit. Academy Award goes to for making that woman ugly. Oh my God. But dude, this is like if Borat decided to have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre Christmas theme party with a bunch of beardless Dans. I fucking love this movie. So goddamn cool. And it is so fucked up and fun. I think fun is a big factor here, as fucked up as it is. It's just really fucking fun. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, there's so many what the fuck moments in it. Like,
I love the dog.
The red rocket scene? Hell yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm going to watch this again Christmas Day. It's so good.
I guess there is some animal abuse in here, but not Cannibal Holocaust
stuff. No. Still wrong, but
Yeah,
if you're having a good time.
I was gonna say, if you're gonna abuse an animal, I guess is the least of path of resistance. I don't fucking know. The main girl, I don't know what her name is, but I looked her up, she's 40 now, she's still gorgeous.
Yeah, if you're a big fan, you can always buy some of Vincent Castle's sperm off of his website. Very, very weird. I think he's pretty much playing himself in this
movie.
That's
not the same one. Buffalo 66 guy.
Yeah, you're thinking of the other one.
Vincent
Castle.
That's not Vincent Castle. That's the fuck? Buffalo 66.
Yeah, I know. He also did the Brown Bunny.
Yeah.
Vincent Gallo.
Gallo, that's...
Oh, Gallo, but I think Castle's the one that actually sells...
Nope, it's Vincent Gallo. I saw that not that long ago on your mom's house. Shout out Tom Segura and Christina P.
It was Gallo, okay. It's weird that you get those two mixed up, but I thought Castle was...
We did.
Maybe if you ask him nice, he'll still send it to you.
Well, there you go. Sure,
he may... We don't know.
Castle, you need to beat the price. I think you'll do better business.
Undersell him?
Undersell.
Hell, I'll do it. Fuck. He charges a lot.
That actually, I feel like that could be a lucrative business. Just celebrities, hey, you can have my baby.
Dan's going to make it all himself.
real quick, though, before we move along, Vincent.
Well, I was going to talk about the movie, but yeah.
But some of his quotes are fucking amazing and had me rolling, and I will address them in spoilers. But Dan, prepare to get red. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, yes. So, Shaitan, sorry I got the wrong Vincent. I apologize to you, Mr. Castle. It's a very weird movie. There's a lot of awkward humor. It's definitely one of the French extreme horror films, 06, 07 alone. I mean, we got Martyrs, we got Inside, a lot of just fantastic movies at that time. A lot of the more extreme stuff doesn't come in more till towards the end. I could see some people not gelling with kind of the awkward, the casual racism, the weird,
incestual themes.
The weird, I don't think it's racism. Stuff. It didn't come from a place of hate. It was just how he is. He's old school.
Ignorance, yeah.
Shout out Jason.
Oh, you named him. Man. Not that he'd
tell you he's old school to your face. We had to deal with him on that one podcast.
But I would say that this is a scary film, in my opinion, because it does. It kind of makes you a little bit uncomfortable because it is just so weird. If you have a phobia for dolls, which I don't, but nonetheless, some creepy ass dolls. I think the scene where Vincent Castle puts Bart on his shoulders
for that. The game of chicken? Yeah, fucking awesome.
He was there to play.
Yeah, he was just fucking around. He was
their interaction, Bart and Joseph, it just, the awkwardness, and you could just feel that sexual tension too. It was really, really well done.
I thought I was going to hate Bart the entire time. I kind of liked him.
That's the thing I really dug is by the end, there's a point in the movie, because he's kind of a piece of shit throughout the whole thing, but there's a point where he redeems himself, and then I'm like, holy shit, I hated this guy this whole thing, but now I'm kind of rooting for him. Yeah. It was, his character was really well written too.
Yeah, this one's definitely not for everybody. But I do like it. I've actually grown to like it even more on repeated viewings, because it is very, very unique. Malefique's another French horror film from around the same times. It's kind of got that oddball vibe to it. And
I don't know if I've seen it out.
Yeah, it's not Inside Martyrs level, but that was one came out. Same
what time, is really though?
they were firing on all cylinders, and it's funny, all of those movies were within two or three years of each other. They just boom, boom, boom.
Thanks, 9/11.
Yeah. A lot.
Frontiers too.
Oh yeah, Frontiers is amazing. Them's really good. I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, we'll do a French horror show, I'm sure, at some point.
Oui, oui.
You don't get a lot. It's not like a huge volume of genre films coming out of there, but when you do get them, they tend to be pretty damn awesome. Yeah, man, and just as the mystery unfolds, I think this is a really compelling movie that you should all check out. Like I said, it's fucking weird, and it's some of the characters are a lot of the characters, quite honestly, are not very likable, but they're still compelling.
They're awesome.
So, having said that, I guess we can. Any other thoughts, or Todd?
Yeah.
Wow, you remembered me this time. No, I mean, you guys literally nailed everything. There's not much for me to say. I'm a fan of this one, and I liked it when I first saw it. Haven't thought about it in a while till I noticed it pop up on the Shudder holiday gimmick. So
yeah,
glad we brought it back out. I mean, you guys, you know, Vincent Castle nails it on this. I mean, the movie, all movies, great. It's definitely our type of movie.
Oh yeah.
Yes. All right, let's go ahead and rate it. What say you, Kruger?
I was tossed up between a 4 and a 4.5 out of 5. Now that I'm thinking about it more, though, and talking about it, I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Awesome. Good man. I myself am going to give it a 5. I liked it way too fucking much not to. This movie is a must-see for me.
All right. I am a 4. Not for everybody, but I do like this film a lot. I think it's really, really good. And I'm sorry I messed up on the Vincents again. But
it's all right. I said the name wrong, so we're good.
Castle, look, man, you've got a fortune that's ready to be made. There's some Black Swan fans.
We need a sequel to this motherfucker. Let's go.
I could see it happening. This is
my wallet. No.
Let's make a crowdfunding for that motherfucker. Seriously.
Hey, just have that top tier be the castle's jizz.
Oh, jeez. Right, I don't know if I said my rating. If I didn't, I said 4.5, or I meant to.
There you go. So with that being said, now comes the hard part.
Yes.
So not hard for me.
Hard for that dog, but
all right. We have Anna and the Apocalypse, so that's Kruger's pick. We have Better Watch Out, Dead End, and Shaitan.
Either works.
Satan. We'll just use the American.
Satan.
Okay, there we go. So Kruger, you go first, and she got the easy one.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to eliminate Dead End because I don't think Dead End accomplishes Christmas as much as Anna and the Apocalypse does. I think that movie deserves it a little bit more to be on the list. So I'm eliminating Dead End.
All right.
Fuck.
Pugs.
This one's a little harder for me. I'll say it's between Anna and the Apocalypse and Dead End for me. Fuck. I'm eliminating Anna and the Apocalypse.
Okay.
Well, this one will be tough because, as we said, like going into this, you got to weigh the, you know, does it make you feel like Christmas? I like Shaitan a lot. I really love the movie. It doesn't make me feel like Christmas, though. I mean, it is a Christmas movie. It's not really. It doesn't make me feel anything Christmassy. So I'm eliminating Shaitan.
Okay. Dan is on the exact same wavelength as me, but now we have a problem. Shaitan is what I'd eliminate.
I'll eliminate. Oh fuck! I was gonna switch mine to Dead End.
Oh, no. Fuck. Well, you know, no, we go to.
Wait. Okay. So where are we all at here?
We're tied. We're two.
No, you're not tied.
We're not tied.
You're not.
Shaitan.
Yeah, you two had gone.
Yeah, you two had Satan.
Shaitan and then it was one and one. Yeah.
Oh shit! I thought you both said Ada.
No.
He
went all right. Well, shit.
There you go.
It's tough. I mean, again, like if we remind people, this is not necessarily our favorites always. It's just criteria this year is tough.
Yeah. This is not a heel. You know what? I should fight harder for this one. It's fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, for me, cool. it's perfect Christmas for me, but I mean, we already.
It might
made our bed. We got a lion in there.
Maybe in like rural France, you know, there's like it. until that.
Yeah, dog you American hit. Pig. How dare you?
I mean, it just it reminds me of fucking, you know, Joseph and fucking, you know, the Mary and that you have underneath your tree every year. I mean,
maybe that's why it doesn't feel like Christmas to me.
Fair enough.
Well, there we go. So any spoilers for Shaitan?
Yeah, I know we got those. So let's hit the spoiler warning.
It's bullshit.
Right. Some of these, so I will say, this year, some things haven't gone as
you guys have given me. You guys got me twice now with two of my fucking favorites back to back.
Oh, it doesn't mean we don't love. I gave it a 4.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 4.
But you eliminated it, you motherfucker.
Because I. All right, we better go before we start going.
All right, Shaitan spoilers.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go first. The line that got me, I'm not going to take any of Pugs's, when he tells him to, oh, no, it's on the rap song, their French rap that they're listening to. I was dying. The line that got me, which will get repurposed at some point, was what he said, to dig up your grandma and rape your dad.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
So. Well, get that beep button ready, Todd, because I'm going for it. My dude fucking said, he called the airplane fucking, was it? I think that's what he said. I'm already giggling. And then he turns to the Asian dude and says,
you're making two bleeps for Todd.
There's going to be a third one, because which is my absolute favorite. So, as the black gentleman is explaining his reasoning, fucking Vincent just slaps this dude on the back. Then, right. I could not stop laughing. I had to pause the fucking movie. It's so good. Oh, I love this fucking movie. Anyway, so sorry about that, Todd. Hope y'all enjoyed the Christmas bleeps. Maybe throw in a jingle bell in there.
And for those of you not watching on video, Pugs Dread is a person of color.
Wow, we can't even say
Pock now. Wow. Who taught you that? Anyway, let's go into the actual spoilers besides those fucking hilarious lines.
Yes.
Fucking when Mary's fucking water's breaking all along that hallway and then the baby just flops out of her. That was so fucking badass and just awesome. It like disgusting imagery. Yeah, the part I was talking about where I was getting pissed off was, I was like, I swear to God, if this movie was all a fucking dream, I'm gonna lose my shit right now. And luckily they brought us back home, and then that final shot where, you know, fucking Bart's eyes are all sewn shut. Mary gave birth to the Antichrist, and fucking Joseph playing with the little goddamn doll with the horns, and his whole fucked up family come in for this like perfect shot of like family Christmas. I mean, that was just awesome. And then you get a close up of Joseph grinning too. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I cannot believe how fucking grotesque they made Monica Bellucci. Because I was waiting for her the entire time. I was like, she's going to pop up. That's what she looks like? Holy crap, she's a monster.
Monica Bellucci still looks good.
Yeah. Again, the Oscar goes to makeup effects guys, because they made her ugly. Like, severely. Fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I got another spoilers, then. You should watch this motherfucker. It's fucking great.
That's so good.
All right. Well, I'll say it like this. Kruger, this is how I felt when we lost Night Train Murder, so.
That's your fault.
That's how it goes. We don't talk about it ahead of time, so you never know.
Yeah. I'm going to start going last on this, so I'm not the asshole.
Yeah, you did go last this time.
I know. I said I'm going to stop going last, so I'm not the asshole.
Oh.
All right, guys. So we hope you're having a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever applies to you.
Oh, okay.
Pick up a shirt.
Yes, Christmas cruelty shirts, official merch in our Teespring store. You can get through fleshwoundfeatures.com.
There we go.
All right.
Dan, say goodnight.
Good night. Happy Hanukkah again.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
And what is it? Oh, yeah. Happy Kwanzaa.